Chapter 17. Verse 1. Things that cause people to sin are bound to come, but woe to that person through whom they come. Verse 2. It would be better for him to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around his neck than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Verse 3. So watch yourselves. If your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. Verse 4. If he sins against you 7 times in a day, and 7 times comes back to you and says, I repent, forgive him. Verse 6. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it will obey you. Verse 7. Suppose one of you had a servant plowing or looking after the sheep. Would he say to the servant when he comes in from the field, come along now and sit down to eat? Verse 8. Would he not rather say, prepare my supper, get yourself ready and wait on me while I eat and drink? After that you may eat and drink. Verse 9. Would he thank the servant because he did what he was told to do? Verse 10. So you also, when you have done everything you were told to do, should say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done our duty. Verse 14. Go, show yourselves to the priests. Verse 17. Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Verse 18. Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Verse 19. Arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Verse 20. The kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation. Verse 21. Nor will people say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you. Verse 22. The time is coming when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. Verse 23. Men will tell you, there he is. Or here he is. Do not go running off after them. Verse 24. For the Son of Man in his day will be like the lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. Verse 25. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. Verse 26. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. Verse 27. People were eating, drinking, marrying and being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. Verse 28. It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planning and building. Verse 29. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. Verse 30. It will be just like this on the day the Son of Man is revealed. Verse 31. On that day no one who is on the roof of his house, with his goods inside, should go down to get them. Likewise, no one in the field should go back for anything. Verse 32. Remember Lot's wife. Verse 33. Whoever tries to keep his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life will preserve it. Verse 34. I tell you, on that night 2 people will be in one bed. One will be taken and the other left. Verse 35. 2 women will be grinding grain together. One will be taken and the other left. Verse 36. 2 men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken, and the other left. Verse 37. Where there is a dead body, there the vultures will gather.